I hear the word scrivener, and I think of an older man, tall and thin, sitting at a high table on a high stool near a fireplace, writing with a quill pen on parchment. The lighting is bad, and his job is tedious. It's no wonder he makes mistakes. So it's apt that those in law call it scrivener's error when someone makes an editing mistake in legislation. A prime example came earlier this month when a New York judge found quite unclear this statutory language describing a criminal penalty. Any individual who violates this section shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not less than 10 years nor more than 20 years, and both. It can't be a fine or prison and both. It should be a fine or prison or both. Somebody along the legislative editing line made a mistake. Sure enough, the court investigated and found that the language had originally read or both, but somehow it got changed before the president signed it into law. Or both was the most appropriate construction, the court wrote, because it was both grammatically unambiguous and logical. The court sent the case back for resentencing based on its correction of the scrivener's error. Ordinarily, of course, if the language of a statute is clear, a judge's job is simply to apply it as is, no matter how foolish it may seem. But courts make an exception and take out their red editing pencils in cases of simple scrivener's error. Error-filled scrivening is nothing new, of course. Back in the mid-1800s, the Ohio legislature passed a law imposing certain liabilities on all steamboats and other watercrafts of 20 tons burden and upward. A steamboat operator appealed after a court found him liable for injury, even though his steamboat wasn't over 20 tons. The highest court in Ohio found that, whoops, the legislature simply didn't draft its legislation to do what legislators had intended. They really meant to impose liability on all steamboats, period, not just those over 20 tons. Otherwise, the court found legislators wouldn't have used the word all to describe the group of steamboats at issue. There could be little doubt but that this was the meaning of the legislature, the court wrote. It found it perfectly acceptable for interpreting courts to disregard punctuation or repunctuate a statute for the purpose of arriving at the real meaning and intention of the lawmakers. And it's been perfectly acceptable ever since. More recently, the Federal Appeals Court in Illinois defined a scrivener's error as a minor mistake or inadvertence, especially in writing or copying something on the record. In the case at issue, a zoning ordinance had changed, but hadn't been changed properly on the books. Other more recent examples include a mistyped number and an error in transcription. Courts can make those changes. It was Herman Melville who wrote in Bartleby the Scrivener many years ago that an indispensable part of a scrivener's job was checking his copies, a very dull, wearisome, and lethargic affair, just as it is today. But when a scrivener prefers not to, the court can become the law copyist and do the editing itself, as long as it believes it really knows what the authors intended. I'm Amy Guida.